providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston-Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Well, we're getting some rain over the next few days. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here. Cooler temperatures, too, by the way. He'll have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Improved test scores at Urbana High School have taken some of the pressure off of work on developing a restructuring plan. But the president of the Urbana School Board still hopes they can approve a plan next month. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The sticking point is how the restructuring plan would be monitored for effectiveness. The State Board of Education says this is essential. But some Urbana School Board members object to creating a special administrative post for monitoring, citing the cost. And at last night's school board meeting, some members didn't like an alternative plan to create a monitoring team of current administrators, citing the need for an outside observer. Urbana School Board President Mark Netter says the monitoring team might be used temporarily until a permanent solution is found. He says his concern is that whatever they decide on has the school board's full support.
The people doing this work need more support than a 4-3 vote provides. So what I want to see is a plan and a proposal put in place that we can at least get hopefully every board member behind, but a clear majority, not a close majority.
Urbana school board members will discuss the high school restructuring plan some more at their September 16th meeting. In the meantime, the board agrees on other parts of the plan, and Assistant Superintendent Don Owen says those parts are already in the process of being implemented. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois State Senator James Meeks says his boycott of Chicago public schools will continue at least through Friday. Gabriel Spitzer has that story.
Yesterday, kids bused to New Trier High School in Northfield instead of their own schools. Today, Meek says they'll head to downtown Chicago office buildings and hold classes in their lobbies. He says the business community has been quick to boost high-profile civic improvement projects. Now he wants them to back his cause.
Just as they've gotten behind the Olympics, we're expecting them to get behind better funding for schools so that these kids' future will not be sniffed out by a bullet, by a gun, and by a miseducation.
The students plan to pay visits to major corporations, financial institutions, and government buildings. Meek says he has express permission from only one of the organizations. As of yesterday, not all of them were even aware they were on Meeks's list, but at least one company plans to help teach the kids about business. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Come November, Cook County voters will have a say in whether the state constitution should be amended to allow for the recall of elected officials, including the governor. Supporters of the recall amendment have quietly gotten an advisory referendum on the issue onto Cook County's ballots for the fall. The vote won't bring any official changes, but Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, a supporter of the amendment, says votes speak a language any politician would understand. The House voted in April for an amendment that would let voters recall the governor and other top officials. Governor Blagojevich's allies in the Senate then blocked it. The Blagojevich spokesman told the Chicago Tribune for a story on its website that the governor supports giving recall power to voters. The University of Illinois Flash Index detected a slight improvement in Illinois' economy last month, but economist Fred Gertz says it will probably be next year before the economy shows any real growth again. In August, the Flash Index increased by 0.2 to 102.3 from July. Any rating above 100 represents economic growth. Gertz says in the last several months, world markets and a weak dollar helped Illinois businesses increase their exports, but this is about to change.
But some of those things have reversed because the dollar is rising in value, which means our goods aren't quite as attractive as they were in the past. And there seems to be a general worldwide economic slowdown now, which means that the demand for U.S. goods are not as strong as they would have been otherwise. So it's helped us in the past. It may not help us as much in the next 6 months or so.
Gertz says Illinois' economy continues to grow very slowly. He says a recession doesn't seem very likely at the moment, but it cannot be ruled out. The city of Chicago is getting a kind of high-profile boost to its bid to host the 2016 Summer Olympics that only Oprah Winfrey can give. The talk show host is taping the season premiere for her show at a downtown Chicago park today, and she's invited 150 U.S. Olympic athletes to join her. Harpo Productions says Winfrey intends the show to be a welcome home for athletes who competed in Beijing and a chance to showcase Chicago as the city bids for the 2016 Games. Michael Phelps, Nastia Lukin, and Kobe Bryant are among the Olympians set to attend. Hundreds of fans stood in line for hours for a chance at 2,000 ticketed seats. Another 7,000 lawn seats will be available today. The show will air Monday. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's a little after 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, some rain and cooler temperatures are in our forecast. For me, that's enough said. But by the weekend, things will clear up just a bit. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, at least for Saturday, there are some signs that another front may sneak in here on Sunday. And really, once we get to Sunday and beyond, we don't really know for sure what the weather is going to do because the west-to-east progression of weather systems will be affected by a bunch of tropical systems out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get to Sunday, we're not so sure. But right now, Saturday's looking good. And